Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to have you. Jacob already said hey on the chat. You may notice the hairy fellow to the right of me and go, that doesn't look like Natalie. She looks awful. Is she ill? That is not Natalie. It is our friend and teammate, Jared. We just took on, how long have we been working together, Jared? How long have you been on the team?
Maybe 2 months.
Okay.
So good. Adjust.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Jared's like, you bastard. I've busted my hump for you people with no appreciation. So apparently for the last 2 months, Jared's been our Facebook guy. And I felt like, gosh, it's high time that we introduced him to you guys. Not only so you meet Jared, but also, I don't even know what that means. Also, we can get you guys hooked up into, is Facebook right for owners of cleaning companies? When you would use it, when you wouldn't use it, why you'd use it, why you wouldn't use it. Holy crap. We got Rohan. If it's the Rohan I'm thinking, I think we're talking in Dallas. Campbell, oldie but a goodie, Michelle Spencer, Michelle Hayes, and Michelle, her last name, Kruger. She's got a name with a Z between the Kruger. Amanda, Sarah, holy crap. Apparently you're famous, Jared. Everyone wanted to come to see you. So before we jump into the Facebook side, give a second to Brian. Jared's super smart, he's got me fooled at least. So brag on yourself and your Facebook background, then we'll dive into it.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been running Facebook ads for about 7 years. I've done a lot of my own projects and kind of in the beginning parts, and then I got picked up by an agency, and I kind of went through the ropes of working with an agency for a while. We had 80 clients. We were one of the fastest growing agencies. And I am currently the director of strategy at this agency. And so I oversee all the technical support of those who are running accounts. And so if they have any questions, if they get stuck on anything, they're not getting the ROI that they need, that kind of comes up the ladder, and I dive in and audit their accounts to make sure that they're doing everything correct.
Beautiful. So how much money would you say you or the guys or gals that are directly, I don't say under you, but that you work with or, you know, influence, how much money have you spent on Facebook?
Millions.
Woohoo! Yep. That's a part.
Millions. Yeah.
And has any of it come back? That's the more important part, because the easiest way to become a billionaire or a millionaire is you start with $1 billion and then you put it into Facebook and then you're now a millionaire.
Right. Yeah. Well, so it's been, that's spread out throughout, you know, a number of clients. And so, yes, I have helped a lot of people make a lot of money, which is great.
Beautiful. So let's, I'll kind of give you why I don't like Facebook, and then you can tell me why I'm stupid, and then we'll see how, if that serves the people at all. And honestly, it's, we've been serving owners of cleaning companies for years and years, and I put off getting a Facebook guy or gal for so long because I'm always afraid. And you tell me, Jared, my feeling of this is, and again, I'm totally open to you going, no, that's not at all. Like 90% of the people I feel like that get into Facebook, certainly without someone that knows what the heck they're doing, lose money, right? They put in money, they do an ad, they don't have a funnel, they send it to their homepage. There's 1,000 mistakes that they make. They put in a bunch of money and they don't get it back. And they go, I tried Facebook and it didn't work. Am I biased or has that been your experience?
No, that's 100% accurate. One of the biggest mistakes that's made is that people use Facebook as they think that they could put an ad up that says, hey, buy this service from me, and that people will just go, oh, well, that's why I'm on Facebook today, was to look for a new cleaning company. Perfect. And that's not how it works. Yeah, Facebook is an interruptive style marketing. And so people are on Facebook to look at their friends, to get updates on what's happening around them. And the idea is you kind of have to change your focus into you're interrupting what they're doing. And so you really need to speak to the person and the pain points that they have to be able to kind of draw them into your direction. So you kind of more win people over as opposed to just having a bunch of hungry people ready for your service.
And honestly, that's kind of marketing in general, right? We want to just go, hey, Jared, I've got this thing. It's awesome. Why don't you give me some money? And have Jared go, I would love to. Here you go. Like, that's kind of what we want to have happen. Exactly, like, right. Come by my cleaning services. And like, sure, let's do it. And you know, that's why, you know, on our websites, which I'm constantly railing against, you know, call now for a free estimate. Like, I'm like, that's exactly why I came to this website, because I didn't know that there's a universe I could call now for a free estimate. Here it is. Look at the happy days, right? And same thing with the Facebook ads. Like, we've been in business forever. We're great. We're blah, 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 bunch of boring crap that don't care about you. And then call now for a free estimate, or click on our website, which has more boring crap about you and says call now for a free estimate. And then we're like, Facebook sucks, right? Like, I gave them $1,000, I didn't get anybody back. Is that kind of what you deal with as well?
Yeah, that's usually people who do their own Facebook ads. That's the biggest issue that they run into. It's just that they're just promoting it like they would, like it was a billboard or something. And Facebook has so much more power to it than just being able to put an ad up and hope that people click on this ad, and you can target down to the exact niche that you need, and you could speak directly to an audience. And so as soon as the light bulb kind of turns on of like, I can solve a problem for people, and I'm going to kind of word that correctly so that I'm really speaking to this person. Because you, every person you speak to, we do kind of change the way that we speak. You know, if I'm talking to a dog owner and I'm trying to sell a dog collar, that's a pretty easy transition for me. But if the person's owns a cat or a fish, that might be you know, that every tone is going to be different. And so when it comes to, like, especially with cleaning companies, like, you do solve a problem, right? There are, and there's benefits to that. And there's people will feel a certain way after their home is clean. And that's the message that you really want to resonate with people, and kind of pushing them that direction instead of just like, hey, give me money and I'll clean your house. You really want to talk about that benefit.
So I wish I could say I was a genius and Jared and I prepared all this, because I'm like, yes, this is constantly what I'm ranting about. I'm like, I'm so tired of ranting. I'm just going to get Jared on and let him rant about the exact same stuff that we talk about, because he's exactly right. And I'm always talking about, you know, kind of marketing in Jared and Jared and marketing in general. And Jared's doing a great job of talking about Facebook. And we are going to talk about the differences between marketing in general and marketing with Facebook specifically. But hopefully you guys are hearing two things that should sound, for those of you guys that have been part of the community for a while, they should sound really familiar. One, you have to talk to your person, right? So we have to have our niche. People go, I just want to talk to owners of, you know, buildings, or just people that have houses, or people that have dirty things that want them clean. So one, that doesn't work in the real world. It doesn't work in Facebook. It doesn't work in any universe of, just like you said, if you're selling dog collars and you're talking to someone that does not own a dog, it doesn't matter how compelling your content is, it's not going to work. So you have to have a niche. You have to know who that niche is. Second, Jared said, if you say it the right way, that's really understanding your customer's pain to be able to communicate it to them. So like you said, a $12 dog collar, you might be able to put a picture of a pretty collar, $11.95, click here, buy now. And I don't know, Jared will be able to say, you probably make some money off of that. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if, maybe not with paid ads, but organic traffic, maybe, right?
Yeah.
But
they call them low hanging fruit. There's always
yeah.
low hanging fruit. But when if you're going to build a company, if you're going to build something that's that's going to grow and grow and grow, you have to kind of invest in they call it the top of funnel, or that first message that's being presented, that's kind of roping people in. And so, yeah, you could say clean services right here. Here's my prices. And you're going to maybe get some clicks and maybe get someone to book. But realistically, you want to create that need for your product.
Yeah, and that's the second thing I was gonna bring to is Jared said it perfectly. So many of you guys think, he's like, you have a service, you bring value to the world. If you think the value is there are dirty things out there that I will clean, there is some value there, but you're competing with everybody else with a mop or the ability to clean things, which is, I don't know, 96, you know. You put me, you give me enough motivation, I could probably clean some crap. I don't know about Jared, but I bet you I'd talk to his wife. She'd probably say he could clean a thing or two. He's like, sure, why not? Maybe not well, but you know, it'd be dusted off. Sure, why not? I know he's got kids, so I know Jared knows how to clean. But the reality is, we're actually, just like he said, when they come into their home that's clean, they feel something different. That's when we're selling, right? On the commercial side, when they're able to take something they hate doing off of their desk and focus on the job that they're actually getting paid to do, there's massive value there. So we have, and again, that's two in a little Facebook ad. You can't communicate that entire concept, but you can at least, like you said, have top of the funnel to kind of build that relationship. And then again, here's the thing that kills me, and I'll let you talk, Jared. Drives me nuts when people have a oh, no offense at Clean Nation, love you, crappy website that's not a conversion site, right? It's just a billboard of like, here's our name, here's our address, call now. And then they send Facebook ads for that. It doesn't work. So you got it, like, Facebook's only the traffic. If you don't have the conversion, you put all the traffic in the world, right? You can put a Super Bowl ad that says, Mike's cleaning, call now for a free estimate. you won't make any money. You have to have some sort of a funnel. So tell me what that looks like from your side, buddy.
Yeah. And so one of the most powerful things about a funnel, and one of the things that is being I teach working with you, is that the power of what a pixel is to the process of a funnel. And so what a pixel is, so how Facebook gets data on people is not just through Facebook, when people click on, like a page or follow a group, but it also follows you throughout your entire internet journey. So anyone who has a pixel on their site is sending data to Facebook. And so a lot of websites in the world are sending data to Facebook. So if you're, let's go back to dog collar. If I'm in the market for a dog collar and I'm going through sites that have dog collars on them, that information is going to get sent back to Facebook that I'm interested in a dog collar. And so the same thing that can happen with your own site. So if I put an ad out, let's say 1,000 people see it and 4 people click on it. Okay, let's just use that number. Those 4 people, you now have access to them that you can continue to market to those people. Those other ones that didn't click on your ad, hopefully our ad was just great and we just locked down on those 4. But
yeah, hopefully those 4 are worth a lot since we spent for 1,000 views. Yeah.
Right. But if we got those 4, you can continue to market to those people for a long time. And so a lot of people try to say, well, I want to take my end goal and present it as fast as I can.
Right.
Because then I'll get exactly what I'm looking for and we're good. But once you kind of unlock the idea that I can actually show something, maybe something completely different than just, I'm a cleaning company, but really talk or share something with them that is important to them. And then later on, you can continue to market and continue to market and continue to market until they're in a spot that they're ready to accept that service. And so with Facebook ads, you kind of have to erase the, this is my call to action, it's going to be strong, we're going to get tons of people in right at the top of funnel, but using it as part of your marketing plan. And that's through your website, and that's through your own interactions and sales on your back end and all that. Your Facebook is just that initial first contact, and then you can send ads in based on where they are in the sales process.
Yeah, moving from hi, let's get married, right? Which is what we want to do. Hi, buy my crap. To hi,
right?
I'm Mike. What's your name? Right? Some sort of value, or some sort of conversation, or some sort of engagement before, like, can I have your money, please? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love everything you said. I just want to be clear on the pixel server knows, because Facebook's genius, right? They're not one of the larger companies in the world and most profitable companies in the world because they don't do things well. When Jared says you can access and, you know, kind of market to them later, we mean through Facebook, right? If you're like, hey, Facebook, can I get all the information on that data that you've collected? Facebook says, if by information you mean continue giving us money and we'll continue showing the ad that you asked to those people, yes, you can. If it's like, can I get them to email or send them a flyer or put a Google ad on? No, you may not. So I got to say, that is probably there's so much stuff I want to talk about, but you hit on something important that I think people miss. So first and foremost, anytime we coach you guys to run a funnel, I want it to be profitable off the bat, right? So we want you to make money at the front end, where if I spent $1,000 this month or $2,000 this month or whatever I spent in Facebook ads and Facebook management, I got a client that the lifetime value is going to exceed that, hopefully within the first month or two. Mm-hmm. That said, so many people, if they're able to do that, and most can't, especially if you don't have someone running your ads that knows what they're doing, they go, it doesn't work. All right. The problem is, what happens is, if you have, just like Jared said, I say I spend $1,000 and I get 500 people that have clicked, those 500 people have raised their hands. If I ask Facebook to send an ad to them, as opposed to $3 or $4 or $5 a click, I might be able to get them to engage for 20 or 50 cents a click, because I know that they're interested. I know something about them. I know that they've already clicked. So what you got to understand, like, we built our list, I think we're at 15,000 owners of cleaning companies now.
Nice.
Because, right? So all those people, of those, maybe only hundreds have bought, or thousands, but we have so many people that haven't. We still have that list. So I want you guys to get the value, and Jared can speak to it. There's kind of the front end value of, I put an ad out, I spent X amount of dollars, Y amount of people bought. I can do that math pretty easy. But then we forget about, either I've gotten their email address, which I now own, right? That's not Facebook. Or I built a list that I can advertise to through Facebook of people that I know have been to my site or seen this ad or somehow engaged with me. And we take all that value and just put it in the garbage. Thoughts?
Yeah. the idea of having that list or building that, like, because what you can't do on Facebook is you can't say, hey, only show me to owners of cleaning companies. That is not something that you
– I'm sure it would be – Jared. Tell me about it.
I'm sure it would be great to just be able to say, yeah, just this. But that's not an option for us. And so you can –
But sometimes you can say, show me to people that have the title of property manager or
– Correct.
Operations manager in these zip codes.
Exactly right. Okay, so exactly right. And so that's the direction you would start off, right? And then as you get those clicks, the idea is, okay, now I'm starting to get the initial, my message is resonating with these 500 people, right? And so I know that these 500 people have these pain points, need these solutions. And then from there, what you did was right. You start to list build. You start to pull those people out of Facebook and into your own pocket, so that you have access to those people. And then you can also give that list back to Facebook and say, hey, only find me people that are like these 500, not what I was talking about, just these 500. And Facebook's really good at it. And it's where I see the most success is when I give information back to Facebook and say, hey, this is my target audience, show me this. And then you can continue to see that success in those. And your clicks will, cost per click will drop, your click-through rate will go up, all that. But yeah, it just kind of happens as you initially kind of throw out a net, and then as you bring in what you want, you give that back to Facebook, or you market through your own email list or whatever it may be, to really kind of hone in and lock in.
Yeah, so there's a couple ways we could do that. The easiest way, like what Jared's talking about, is once we say we spend $2,000 or $3,000 to get these 500 people that haven't bought, but they've either opted into our list, we have their email address or their phone numbers, we got some sort of data on them, they've raised their hand saying, yes, we're willing to hear messaging from you in the future. A, that's huge. B, you can re-upload that to Facebook and go, hey, find people like this. And they might go through and go, a weird number of these people also like, let's just say for residential, they like Game of Thrones, they have platinum Amex cards, and they've got two kids or more. Like random stuff that Facebook doesn't show us on the front end, but they can start sorting together. Well, right. if they have these three or four data points, other people will start having these three or four data points. And now Facebook can start bringing, as opposed to, hey, universe, here's this ad that no one's interested in. Hey, universe of people that look just like this and have similar behaviors, likes, dislikes, demographic information. Facebook kind of puts all that together. And that's where it starts getting A, scary if you're on the consumer side of Facebook, sexy if you're on the advertiser side of Facebook. No?
Right. Yeah, no, it's the most powerful thing are those lookalike audiences. They work so well. And it's even what you were saying, like Facebook has so much data on us. Now, as advertisers, we just get the top sliver of that. Facebook has a sea of data on people underneath. And if the way we access that deep level of data is through lookalikes, we can say, hey, Facebook, here's these people, dig into your deep data and find us what we need. And that's why those audiences work so well.
For those of you guys who want a little bit more of a brick and mortar example, so you kind of just as an analogy, this is how Amazon built their business, right? When they, I don't know how many of you guys know Amazon, but when they started, I think they still may be profit free forever. This is one of those .com things where it's like, how is their stock worth so much? They've never made a profit. They just have a bunch of revenue. Even back when they're just doing books, they weren't making money on books. They were making money on their list. So if I have a million people that buy mystery novels, right? And Jared's a mystery novel writer. Do you think there's value me going to Jared and going, I'll give you $1 million for $1 million for your novel, and I know I can sell 2 million just like that, because I already have a list of people that buy mystery novels or authors, right? If I know you're going to buy Stephen King, I've got a list of people that buy everything Stephen King. They can start pushing that. So Amazon knew, if I just build this list and this data, and we can break even on the front end, right? We don't make any money on our books or whatever we sell. We can, that list will be worth billions of dollars, and that's been the case. So you know, the whole like, people bought other things like this, or you might like this, or you're interested in this. And Adam, they got really good. They go, hey, if it works with books, you know, Jared's family, I'm guessing at this point, buys a lot of diapers. You think he doesn't see ads for freaking, you know, play things, a baby thing, like breast pumps, like what all that stuff, right? That moms buy. Facebook's like, ding, 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 ding. I got this. So for you guys, what that could look. So that's how that business works. And we're missing out if we're just like, we are selling cleaning services and that's it. We're just going to totally devalue the relationships that we have. That's why we do these things, right? There's, you know, we may only have dozens of customers at any given month, right, that we accept, but there's thousands of people that we can leverage. And this relationship that we build is what we're looking for. So we constantly want to teach you guys how to do that. So again, if I just came on and said, hey, this is Jared, he's really good at Facebook stuff. If you call me at blah, 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 or, you know, call me right now and give me money, we'll have Jared help you make money on Facebook. Like, that would just, that would be insane, right? We haven't said one thing about buying our crap. We've just kind of given value, started to build a relationship. So hopefully you guys can see how that translates. Now, that said, because we're getting about time, Jared, so I want to let you have the final word. Having worked with owners of cleaning companies over the last 2 months, and this is the best of the best, because if they're with Jared, they've invested themselves. These are top line folks. What have you learned? What works? What doesn't work? Kind of sum up the best you got.
Sure. So when it comes to commercial cleaning, so this one, yeah, again, you can't just say, hey, show me exactly my niche. You kind of have to create an environment that people will come to you so that you know that they are who you're looking for. And so some of the most successful things that we've seen is either putting some sort of offer or something that's not too good to be true, but a really great little offer that front, so that we're drawing people in through that. And so we've seen, get a free clean and I love the message about transferring cleaning companies. Like, a lot of the times people aren't quite satisfied, and that's a true pain point. And so we've hit that pain point and saying, hey, if you can transfer over, it's, you know, our company, that's what we specialize in. It is so easy to just move over to us, and we'll do better than your current clean company. We'll prove it to you. We're willing to do these XYZs. And that really speaks with people through the commercial. Through residential, we find that storytelling works really well. People engage with what the brand is. People, instead of just being like, hi, I'm Joe Blow and I'm going to clean your home, but instead saying, hi, this is who I am, and this is why I started this company, and this is why we clean this specific niche, and this is what we see our customers feel and what they do and what we pride ourselves in. Like, that really seems to draw people in through a residential side.
That is a great summary. Michelle says, if we want to find a Jared, what is the actual title? And I was going to sum up, but I wanted to make sure I answered the big thing. Here's the problem. Facebook ad manager, I guess. Is that fair for
I think so. Title?
Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. problem is there are 1,000 people that will say, I'm a Facebook ad manager. And that could mean they've taken a $47 course or not. That could mean they've actually had success themselves or not. That could mean they've never had success themselves. It could mean 1,000 things. So you have to be really, really careful. I'm trying to think of a, there's so many things online where, like, I'm a digital marketer, I'm a guru at this or a guru at that. So Facebook ad manager is my least favorite, because there's such a massive chasm between.
Right.
Yeah.
There's kind of two ways of Facebook. There's people who consider themselves expert, and those are the people who post things on your Facebook page, and they think that they're social media experts because they post things on Facebook page. And then there's people who understand kind of the back office of ads manager and being able to target and build a list and all that kind of stuff. And so it's hard to find based off of just a quick description of what you're getting.
Yeah. So not trying to not answer your question, Michelle, but I do want to give the big red flag and be very, very careful, because what it breaks my heart, people try and do it themselves. And no offense, Facebook, we love you, but they're not always set up to make it easy for new people to make money, right? It can be complex, and they can just dump in lots of money and not get it back. So people try and do the right thing, go, I'm going to hire an ads manager. And then that guy or gal doesn't know what the heck she's doing or he's doing. And then you're really like, God bless it, I did everything right. So I just want to give a big red flag. That said, now for the shameless pitch, which we never do, but by golly, if you're going to ask Michelle, I'm going to just put it in there. What I would recommend is two things. One, you need to know someone. That's the first thing I asked Jared off air and on air. How much money have you spent on Facebook ads, and how much of it has come back? And again, I've done enough. I could, you know, I got to spend 19 minutes with Jared. I'm like, okay, the guy, you know, you start getting to know. A, have you done it? And then B, have you done it for my niche, right? That's why we love Jared, is he's not just, yeah, I'll give it a try for cleaners I don't know. Now that he's been with us 2 whole months, he's helped dozens, if not hundreds by this time, of owners of cleaning companies, and he knows that niche and can really jump in. So without being too self-promoting, that's why he's on our team. So if you're like, I need this, I want help, I don't want to get bit in the butt, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. So let me show you exactly what we're talking about, how this works, okay? So we're going to do it live for you right now. You are on a Facebook Live or listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube video that you have not. We don't know what our relationship is. So I'm saying, Michael Hayes says, I love not knowing what I'm doing. He's hilarious. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. If you are like, I'm all in, I want to get this done. So I'm telling you to go to Grow My Cleaning Company, not go to growmycleaningcompany.com/buy crap and put in your credit card, right? I'm going to tell you, go to our webinar. There's another free, probably the best 50 minutes I've got on how to grow your cleaning company, the 5 big things that you've got to know. Go sign up for that. Guess what? It's free. But because you go to my website, whether you sign up or not, Facebook's going to pixel you And I promise you, you'll start seeing ads for me. Like, yay, on Facebook, right? And if you're going to see an ad, might as well see an ad for me, right? They'll be better. And then if you opt in, I will have your email address. And we, and, you know, obviously you can unsubscribe, but until then, I'm going to send you more emails trying to give you more value of, hey, here's how to grow your cleaning company for free. Then if you go to the webinar, well, then I try and sell you crap, right? No, we offer you a free consultation to try and help you get clear on what your goals are, what you want, what you don't want, and help you come up with a plan to get there. If a lot of times we'll do that and go, this guy's or gal's not a fit, and here's your plan. It's this thing, not us, right? Of the percentage that we go, oh my gosh, we absolutely solved the problem that they had, then and only then will we go, yes, we will solve your problem for money. That's it. So hopefully you guys see how that funnel works. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com to see all of that stuff. And I guess that's it. So now, final word, Jared, you say it. We'll call it a day.
Oh, I got nothing else to say. I think it's, I think it's great. I was listening to your funnel. Sounds great.
Thanks for joining. Guys, gals, reach out. We'll talk to you soon, Cleaning Nation.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.